talking to Gretchen Rubin on the Love and Lipstick Show. I'm your host, Sue McGarvey. Hey, how happy are you? Well, we've been talking about how this one woman, she's kind of an interesting lady, decided she was going to become happier and spent 2010 doing little mission statements for everybody on YouTube and writing the book about the Happiness Project. And here she is joining us from New York. Gretchen Rubin, how are you?
I'm great. Very happy to be talking to you.
I'm delighted to talk to you, too. Now, we've been finding out new ways to be happy. And, you know, what was I thought was most interesting about what you did was that you were, you know, generally happy and well-adjusted. You didn't think you needed, you know, to go to therapy. You know, pretty much happily married, good kids, good family, good job. And you decided you needed to be what I thought was sort of a little more grace and a little more humor and a little more fun in your life. Is that kind of a nutshell?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that resonates for a lot of people because, you know, you don't have to be in a crisis or deeply unhappy to decide that you would still like to expect more from yourself and appreciate your life more and be a little happier.
Okay. So we watched a bit of the videos about you, you know, and I really, what I liked about it specifically was that you were really specific. It's like, this week we're going to do this. And like you said at the beginning, Ben Franklin says, if you don't track it, and we did a whole bunch of stuff on resolutions, and they said that the only ones that kept it were ones that really charted it, you know, had some kind of workbook or flow chart or checklist or something that managed the process. And you continue to reiterate that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So people have this happiness idea. How did it go?
It was great. I really did make myself happier. You know, these little concrete things, if you do them day after day, they really can make a difference in your life.
Okay. So you're saying now, 2011, a year later, you're thrilled with the effort and you do it all over again?
Yeah, you know, and I still keep up almost all the resolutions that I've tried and have more all the time. I'm always thinking of new things and adding things to my resolutions chart of resolutions that I'm trying to keep. Only a few of them have I abandoned.
Okay. What did you learn? What's the big takeaway out of this?
There's so many things. You know, I think in the end, you know, ancient philosophers and contemporary scientists would agree that it's really relationships are maybe the key element. So anything that strengthens or builds relationships with other people are really going to boost happiness.
Hmm. Yeah, we have a mantra on the show that says the quality of your life is the quality of your relationships. And I really, fundamentally, to the core of my being, absolutely believe that. So the challenge is finding new ways to connect and do that.
Yes, absolutely.
So how did you juggle that amongst, you know, I'm talking to women all the time who are as scattered and as crazy as I am, who going, all right, we're having dinner. I don't know. I just raced from my son's student-led conference, which I think is a way for teachers to not deal with parents because they get the kids to show them all the work you've done. But it's like I'm thinking, all right, I'm running across town and I'm trying to do this. How can I be happier and not curse the guy in front of me who just cut me off? How do I find time to implement that in my life? Any suggestions?
Well, you know, one thing I would say is it can sound a little bit incongruous to talk about efficiency in the context of friendship. But I think a great thing to do is to join or start a group because it's easier to see people in a group and you know, if you see people just once every 6 weeks, that's enough to feel like you're in touch with that person. And you're with your friends, and often if you're part of a group, like a book group or something like that, your friends bring their friends, so then you expand your social circle. You're part of a social network instead of just having a bunch of one-off friendships. And so it's a way, if you don't have a lot of time or energy, to really build your social network.
Okay. What would you say? You know, I would say that, and I'm a big believer in that. You know, if some is good, more is better. And I say that to my husband who goes, are you kidding? Like, you know what? Are we going to watch the game? Is there some kind of, you know, sort of guy thing about that? But I think it's what you're saying is find stuff just for you. It doesn't have to be part of, you know, sort of a couple or other things. Just find stuff that makes you specifically happy. Were any of those incongruent with your partner?
No, I think I think it really worked. He benefited tremendously from my happiness project. So I don't think there's anything that's an interesting question. I don't think there's anything that didn't work to his benefit.
All right, I'm going to try and pitch this at home, and I'm going to think how this goes because I think a lot of women are trying to figure it out.
Oh, a lot of people tell me that their husbands bought the book for them.
Really?
Yeah, it's interesting actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Happiness Project, you spent a year doing this, wrote a book about it, and you've really gotten a whole bunch of followers. If people want to find out about you, where do they go?
My blog, which is also called The Happiness Project, which is www.happiness-project.com. And there's more about happiness there than you want to read.
Did you find it's taken over your life?
Well, you know, it's the subject that I write about, so it plays a huge role in my life, just like Winston Churchill did at one time. So I love that. I love thinking about happiness all the time. So
right.
Taking over my life in a very pleasant way.
I'm excited about it. Gretchen Rubin joining us from New York. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.